Talk to me a little bit about the auction that happened yesterday. A big day for you all.
Yeah, thanks, Bronwyn. Great to be on the show. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it was a big day for us. If I take us back 3 seasons, there was a handful of us trying to pull off our first ever auction after we attracted the 6 franchises. And this was the sort of next big auction for us after 3 seasons going into season 4. So we had 84 players available in the auction, up to about 131 million available. And yeah, we saw some incredible storylines come out of that auction after about 7 hours of allowing our 6 franchises to build in their squads for probably the next sort of up to 3 seasons. Some big name players going for some really big numbers, but also seeing a lot of youngsters getting some big opportunities. I think there was over 22 million spent on under 23 players, which is incredible for kind of the next generation of players coming through.
Can you talk a bit about the big name players going for big numbers? A little bit more detail on that front?
Yeah, I mean, look, we put together our marquee sets, hoping that we would be able to, see when they come out the hat. But we expected a Markram and Brevis initial show to take center stage, and it did. Markram initially, getting our highest ever bid, I think, in the end after the right to match, somewhere around 14 million, and then Brevis going for 16 and a half million after that, which is incredible numbers considering where domestic cricket has been in terms of player salaries and stuff over the years before we built SA20. Yeah, so they're the big storylines, and yeah, I think well deserved, high performers, and great to see people or cricketers in South Africa getting some great value.
And let's talk about the rejuvenation of domestic cricket. I mean, you speak about the impact that you're having on cricket as SA20. Perhaps just take me a little bit back in the journey and what the vision was from your side.
Yeah, look, I think the vision had sort of multiple layers, Roman. I think, if you go back 4 or 5 years, cricket had kind of stagnated in the country. It was like highly political. There were administration challenges. The team wasn't performing well. I think fans were certainly getting despondent. But also, I think, the cricket landscape is changing dramatically from what we know as like a bilateral form of cricket where, international teams just play each other whenever they want, to a more franchise private-based ownership, I think driven by the successes of the IPL, and then you're seeing private leagues crop up in various parts of the world. South African cricket needed to develop a product that, one, could help it build its gravitas back, strengthen the player, domestic player base, and I think most importantly, revive the cricket fan and build a fan base that could grow into the future, so new fans to the game. So those were kind of key principles that we set out. I think we were very fortunate to, not we didn't set out on it, but we were fortunate to attract the 6 IPL franchises that have really helped us build the league over the first 3 seasons and moving to season 4. And I think what we have seen is we've seen, a platform for players where the South African team has improved dramatically. The performances in all formats have been great to watch. And we've seen a platform where, where instead of 15 players playing for their countries being seen globally, we have 60, 70 players now on an annual basis that are getting opportunities around the world because of SA20.
You say you're moving into the fourth season. If you look at what your vision was around building momentum and a fan base, do you feel that on the ground? Is the momentum building, Graham?
I think so. I mean, look, if I, I think every season in over the next 2 to 3 months, I always have a few sort of heart stop moments as we, open ticketing and see how the fans react to the season. I mean, putting on 34 games in sort of 35 days is no small feat. It takes an immense amount of work across 6 metros. With production and everything else that goes into it. So I think it's been the highlight for me, Bronwyn, has seen fans turn out in the stadiums. Last season we had 400,000 people through our gates. And I think also the loyalty that's built in region to the teams, I think, has grown, from strength to strength and developed a lot quicker than I was expecting. You arrive in P and the stadium's orange, and the same, in Joburg and Cape Town and various other parts, the fans are really getting behind their teams, and the support in stadiums has been incredible.
We spoke a little more around the big name players, the big tickets that I made you drill down further into, but you also mentioned the success around the younger players from the auction perspective. What does that mean for them early in their careers?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, actually. I think that, you know, the scouting and the work that's done in terms of finding youngsters. We introduced the rookie program about two seasons ago, and this year we decided to move it to an under 23 program. We just felt that youngsters, you know, we didn't want a high turnover of youngsters every year. We wanted youngsters to be picked and found and then developed, in the competition of Betway SA 20. And I think that the teams, we forced them to sign 223 players in this auction, and they really went out of their way, and some incredible names coming across, some great storylines. And as I said, over 22 million spent in under 23 players, which is amazing. I think that speaks volumes for the future of the game. I think the other project that we've undertook last year was our schools program. We invested in SA 20 schools now, high school, first team level, and we have now signed up for this season over 700 schools, girls and boys. So I think that's a nice project that we've got going as well.
As the season starts, what can we expect? Ticketing, when does it open? Give me a sense of how corporate South Africa can get behind you on this.
Look, I think we've been blessed. I mean, I think in the beginning it was tough. You know, we managed to sign some incredible broadcast partners globally, out of India, UK, multi-choice backed us right in the beginning in terms of the project. That we had a business plan to take forward and attract private investment. Our global numbers were huge last year and seen in multiple countries around the world. I think in the beginning, building confidence back into the game wasn't easy. Obviously, Betway supported us right away, but then building, with corporate South Africa, we've managed to sign, extensive deals now with Rain, Absa and Switch, along with DP World and some others in terms of like Johnson Workman and various others. So our partnership portfolio has grown from strength to strength. And what's great is that, the partners that have worked with us in previous seasons have now decided that this is the product and the tournament that they want to be involved in, signed long-term deals, which for us is important, because without that support, not only commercially, but also the support that they provide in terms of activating stadiums, marketing, developing the product along with us to make sure the fans have an incredible time. That's great. Tickets, we try and keep our tickets as affordable as possible, because, we have a lot of games and, we would love a family of four to attend three out of the five games in each region. And we're seeing a lot of youngsters and new fans come to the game. So, that's something we work hard on to make sure that that's affordable to everybody.
Well, best of luck for season four. And I'm sure we'll touch base with you again, perhaps midway, just to check on the momentum and how it's going. But great chatting to you. Thanks, Graham.
Thanks, Bronwyn. I really appreciate it.